Should Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog put his business audio up on his O'Mahony Blog audio boo timeline, or should he keep that to a separate account? That's what Paul asked, basically. And I am a wee bit behind the times in replying to this. Hey ho, I'm doing it now, okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, yes, Paul, put it up, because people might say, well, I really don't want to listen to your business stuff. I mean, business is business. I want to hear what you're talking about, your general life or what's going on, and that's fair enough. But the reason I say put it up is because if I don't listen to, if I don't like what I'm listening to, and Paul will be well aware of this, I'll skip through, I'll fast forward, or I'll just not listen to any more of it. It's as simple as that. But I guess I probably will listen to it because I like listening to Paul O'Mahony. Paul once said to me way, way back, it's the voice, it's the person, it's the voice. And that's exactly what I feel about that. Because invariably, if Paul's talking about business, there'll be someone else in that audio. Someone else he'll be talking to. Someone else he'll be involving in his conversation. And it might be one person, it might be 20 people. Because he has done so much recording of stuff to do with business or training or featured audios where he's been in a room with 30 or 40 people. He's been in a hotel with one person or two people. And it's not just the fact that Paul's talking, but he's involving the other person. So I get to hear about them. I get to hear their voice. I get to hear what they've got to say. And invariably, it's, to me, it's enlightenment. It's educational. I get to hear what other people are doing with their lives or in their lives. Just the same as I listened to Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold with his Educast. Bernie puts so much stuff up there with his students. He gets his students involved. Do I want to say to Bernie, look, Bernie, how about taking that stuff off your public timeline? You know, open a separate account, because, you know, that's all stuff that should be separated. Well, it shouldn't be separated, as far as I'm concerned, because I love listening to it. And as I said, to me, everything's educational. If I never listened to any of those recordings, I wouldn't hear what was going on in people's lives. I wouldn't understand why they were doing it and what if they're developing stuff or they're involving people in development or, as Bernie does, involving students to learn and to move themselves forward and promote themselves and become more confident in their lives. So, as far as I'm concerned, with Paul O'Mahony, I think, in my mind, Paul, put it up on your public timeline if you like. I'm perfectly happy for it to be there. I'm perfectly happy to listen to anything you say. And if I particularly think it's getting a wee bit boring, yeah, I'll put it to the side and get back to it another day. But I certainly wouldn't want you never to put it up, because I know with you, it's never just going to be a boring da 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 audio. It's going to be light-hearted, it's going to be funny, it's going to be cheery, it's going to be educational, it's going to be all kinds of things. So for me, yeah, go ahead, do it, wouldn't bother me one single bit. Bye for now.